I went to Surakarta in Central Java to meet a dancer and ask him to be my teacher. I said to him that I have a strong desire to learn a very slow dance. I had seen traditional Javanese dance and was moved by its inherent stillness. He sat cross-legged at one corner of the large pandopo, his spine erect and active, like the head of a serpent. He was a presence of astute geometry. Yet a softness in his gaze betrayed this geometry. He heard me out. He smiled and said, "I will teach you the dance of the soft male." "What is a soft male?" I retorted. "Arjuna is," was his response. "But Arjuna was a warrior prince, the ace archer from the Mahabharata." But his polarities were paradoxical. To exemplify his skill as an archer, an often retold anecdote is one where his target is the eye of a dead fish that is spinning on a wheel mounted on the ceiling. Picture a fish on a ceiling fan. Now Arjuna is challenged with looking not up at the moving fish, but down into a pond of water underneath the wheel, and use the reflection to shoot a single arrow at his target. Needless to say, in a feat of incredible hand-eye-mind coordination, Arjuna's arrow pierces the fish's eye. Many years later, Arjuna is put in a position of assuming a disguise so drastic that his adversaries would be unable to locate him. His skill will turn him down, they thought. He would have no control over its display. Whenever a tale of remarkable athletic mastery of body and mind comes around, and these tales usually go around, then they will have spotted him. Arjuna sought advice for a suitable disguise. Death, who sees through all disguise, tells him this: take the form of your deepest desire and you will remain concealed. Arjuna heeds the advice. In order to remain effectively invisible, the warrior prince takes on the form of a dancer, Brihannala. Brihannala embodies equally Arjuna's mastery of body and mind. Yet in her, he remains completely invisible.